the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. pork exports posted the best month ever in July, reaching over 233,000 metric tons, up 32% from a year ago and topping the previous record from April 2018. Export value increased 34% to $623.3 million, breaking the previous high reached in November of 2017. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, one of the biggest factors was a strong rebound in exports to Mexico, which have covered nicely since regaining duty-free status. Tyson Foods says its Holcomb, Kansas plant, damaged by fire last month, is expected to be fully operational by January. Tyson Foods CEO Noel White tells AgriMarketing.com some beef processing has already resumed in a portion of the plant that was not impacted by the fire. Lab tests have confirmed that African swine fever caused the deaths of pig herds in at least 7 villages near Manila, and a multi-agency body will be set up to ensure the highly contagious disease does not spread further. According to AgWeb.com, Philippine Ag Secretary William Dar says 14 of 20 blood samples sent to a British lab tested positive for the disease, but further tests were needed. More than 7,400 pigs have been culled in farms that were feared to have been hit by the viral infection in recent months. The Department of Agriculture is verifying reports of new infections in other areas. Meanwhile, officials say pork supplies and prices will remain normal. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.